Hello learners, welcome to NIOS. And today, we will be covering chapter 13 in your syllabus, that is, The Tiger in the Tunnel. The Tiger in the Tunnel by Ruskin Bond is a short story about doing duty with courage and valor. In this story, we see Baldeo and his son Tembu. They hail from a tribal village in North India where Baldeo's wife and daughter live. Baldeo is the main character in this great and terribly sad short story. He is a married man and a father of two children. He had a daughter and a 12-year-old son, Tembu. Baldeo and his family were not wealthy and they lived near a forest in India. Baldeo provided for his family in two ways. He works on their small rice field but is forced to supplement the remainder of the family's income by working for the railroad. He is one of the line's watchmen and his job is to make sure that the railway track through a nearby tunnel stays clear. Baldeo and his son live in a small hut nearby a tunnel where the overland trains pass by. In the village, they have a small piece of land on which they grow some crops, but it has never sufficed to fill their bellies. The story revolves around Tembu, a 12-year-old boy, and his family. He lives with his father Baldeo, mother, and younger sister. Like I have said before, learners, they live in a tribal village on the outskirts of a jungle in India. They were poor and to earn more money, Baldeo worked as a watchman near a railway tunnel. Like I have said before, Baldeo's job was to keep the signal lamp lit and to also ensure that there were no hindrances in the tunnel and that the train could pass through the tunnel clearly. In Tembu's village, villagers often talked and circulated stories about a man-eating tiger who was frequently seen near the tunnels. There is also a signal lamp that he tends to. Baldeo is a hard-working man, as evidenced by the long hours he puts in to ensure that his family has to eat. We also know that he cares deeply for the safety of his son. That is why Baldeo doesn't have Tembu accompany him to check the tunnel and the lamp. Baldeo knows that the jungle can be a dangerous place and he has been hearing stories of a man-eating tiger. Baldeo is quite brave. Baldeo knew all about the frightening dangers but was confident in his ability to face the wild. Tembu occasionally accompanied his father on his job and slept inside the little hut. Not only was he familiar with the jungle, but he always carried a weapon. He was confident that he could handle everything, and he also knew how to use a small axe deftly and expertly. One night, Tembu woke up to find his father going to check the signal lamp and thought to accompany his father. But Baldeo told Tembu to remain in the hut safely. Soon he found the ground shaking, which was due to an oncoming train. As Baldeo looked in front, a tiger suddenly appeared at the entrance of the tunnel and approached towards Baldeo. Baldeo moved to use his axe. When the tiger attacked, he ran to a side and hit the tiger. At the tunnel, Tembu found his father's broken body. The crying child remained with his father's dead body all night to safeguard it from scavenging animals like hyenas. The family struggled with the loss for many days, and after mourning, Tembu returned to the tunnel and continued his father's job. Devoted to his father's legacy, he ensured that the signal light was always lit and cleared all the hindrances in the tunnel. He also carried the same axe, which was a tribute to his late father and as a commitment to protect his family. Tembu became the new protector and breadwinner of his family. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. The story revolves around Tembu, a 12-year-old boy, and his family. He lived with his father Baldeo, mother, and younger sister. Tembo's father, Baldio, was a hard-working man and always ensured that his family always had enough to eat. They were poor and lived near a jungle. Baldio works as a watchman near a railway tunnel. Baldio was responsible for keeping the signal lamp lit and the tunnel free from any obstructions for the train passing through it. The scuffle between Baldio and Tiger left Baldio dead, and later his corpse was found by his son Tembo. After Baldio's death, Tembo assumes the same responsibilities as his father and also wears the same confidence and determination. Learners, let's go through some important words from the text. Occasionally means sometimes or at irregular intervals. Faint means some indistinct sound or vague sound. Swallow means to eat. Huddle means to gather together. Drowsy means sleepy / dozy. Eeriness means something strange or ghostly. Fragile means something which is easily breakable or damaged. A low grunt means making a low rough noise. Fearlessly means being brave and having lack of fear. Marvelously means something extraordinary and amazing. Learners, this is it for today. Go through the text, go through the overall questions placed at the end of the text, and go through the worksheet uploaded on the NIOS website. Thank you, learners.